Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of
welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The scriptures have little to say about the early years of the Lord Jesus. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. Next, we see him in the temple. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my father's business? Even as a youth, he had but one purpose in his mind, which was to do his father's will. His early years are summed up as he honored his parents as the Lord demanded in his law. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Then the scriptures grow dim as far as information about his growing years. It is only when we see him turn water into wine at a wedding feast in Cana of Galilee that the narrative about his ministry of miracles and testimony picks up in earnest. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. And there came a voice from heaven saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age at the time of his baptism in the River Jordan. It is commonly received as fact that his ministry from that time covered a period of 3 years. While the scriptures do not spell this out, scholars have settled upon this time frame from piecing together various historic events which are relative to his life. In any event, we can be sure that his public ministry was relatively short compared with the length of his life. Thus we see illustrated in his life a principle by which the Lord is pleased to work among men. As the Lord fulfilled his appointment with Nicodemus, he set forth this very principle as he described to Nicodemus the manner in which the Lord is pleased to bring his people from darkness to light. What he told Nicodemus, a student of the scriptures, is that a man cannot learn his way into the kingdom of God. Rather, this entrance can only occur suddenly and without warning. The ability to know the things of this kingdom comes only as the Lord awakens a man. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. Men cannot gain this kingdom by natural birth into a certain family of people that is not of blood. Nicodemus considered that he, being a Jew, was already privy to this access, and many even today assume that their family ties are useful unto this end. Men cannot gain an entrance here by any ability which they may possess, that is, nor of the will of the flesh. Neither can they find an entrance through study or learning, that is, not of the will of man. The Lord revealed the blindness of men in grasping the truth found in the Word of God when he told the Pharisees, who were studious and learned men, Search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. And ye will not come to me, that ye might have life. A study of the Bible, though useful to all, cannot minister any true help to them apart from the revelation of the one who is the subject and object of all that is recorded there, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. While we see the work of regeneration, that is, being born again, as a demonstration of the principle of a short work by the Lord, the grandest demonstration of this principle is seen in the final words of Christ upon Calvary's cross. We understand that the Lord Jesus came into the world and lived approximately 33 years, during which time he went about doing good and fulfilling the law in its jot and tittle. Yet it is with those final words, "It is finished," that the glory of the kingdom of God was ushered in, as he completed the work which he came to do, in being made sin for that remnant which he loved from the beginning. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Are you in Christ Jesus?
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.